be on top of the Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Nishcha to behemo acherisimo. Let's say Bishastu were being oistik in the Poradumo, they were shechting in the Poradumo, they also made a shechita on another behemo, but without kavana, they didn't realize it. They didn't realize the other behemo was next to it. But she says, b'lei mefchavim. So, what's the locha? So the Rabbi Nosson, according to Rabbi Nosson Shita, Torah, Psula, Behem, Echshera. According to Rabbi Nosson Shita, that on a Shchita Schulun, you do not have to have Kavona at all. You don't even have to realize you're making a Shchita. If so, since the Shchita on the Behem is Echshera, so therefore the Torah has to become Psula. It's considered like you did a Malacha, Bishashi being Oistik with the Torah, even though you had no Kavona to do this other Malacha. But since Lamaisa, the Shchita Schulun is Kashab, like Kavona, it's considered like a malacha was done b'shashi being oistik in the paraduma, and therefore the parah becomes psula. Ma'ashenkin le'rabbonin, according to Rabbonin Shita, that a shchita without kavon is not a kosher shchita, is so parah k'shera b'heim psula. The paradum is still kosher, because it's not considered you did a malacha with it. Since the shchita of the chulun is psula, because for shchita chulun you have to have at least kavon l'chaticha, and here you had no kavon at all to shech that animal, so therefore, the animal, the shchit, is psula, and therefore, the paradum is ksheira. Rashi says, Rabbon and parah ksheira, to a shchit as behemas chulin, lav shchit tako de shchita. O mishum malacha, lekel lemis, it can't pass from mishum malacha. The sheloi b'miskavim, lemikri eisek b'malacha cheres. Since you had no kavon, it's not called yosek, another malacha. The time of the malacha cheres, mishum de mesir daita. What's the reason why if you do another malacha b'shashi being oistik with the paraduma? It's possible the paraduma, the pshat was like you'd be mesir baita mi parahu. Ve'echad lo yichazin l'malacha achers, you have no command to another malacha, lek esach adas, there's no esach adas. Therefore, according to Rabbanan, the paraduma would be ksheva. Zemora says, pshita, that nishchata b'heima acheres, the Mar says Pshita, like we're Pshita this way, Rashi, like Katla, Shemina, the Chol, Oistim, Apora, Poist, Loisim, Locha. Like we know this Locha already. So what's the Chiddush over here? If you do another Locha, the Pora is Psula, if not, not. So Mar says, yes, Nishcha to Behem, Acheres, the Rabbi Nosson, Yitzvach, Lei. There's a Chiddush here, the Koran from Nosson, that you made the second Shchita on the other Behem without Kavono, that since the Shchita is Ksheira, that's called the Locha. This is a Chiddush, because you didn't have Kavono to do that Shchita. Because otherwise, Salka, that the Chemin Rav would have thought to say, V'shochat oisa yom rachmona. The Torah says to Shech, the Paraduma, and we dashin v'loy oisa v'chaverto. And did not want to do another shchita b'shashi being oisa with the Paraduma. So, Echidomi, where is there a case, where is the psul of another shchita? Could go and share Shochat shtei poros. We have Shech the two poros b'ad yadodi. Where you have kavon to make two shchitas at the same time. And there we understand that's called the psul. And the other Torah apostle, the Paraduma, Avo Behema de Chulin, Eimaloi, but over here where it's only Behema Chulin, and according to Rabbi Nosson, he had no Kavona to do that Shchita, just for the fact that the Shchita is Ksheira, I would have thought to say it's not called a Psul. Kamash Melon, that's the Chiddush, yes. Rashi says, Kamash Melon, Chulin, Namni, Mashmo. Avo, Reisha, the Niskava, Macheros, Israel, that you don't have to have Kavona, because that's true to apostles, we have Kavona. The Chiddush is, even when you do not have Kavona, but since Lamaisa, the Shchit is Ksheira, that the Shchit apostles. So that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. Another more says, what's going to be Chotach the last Imo? Let's say Bishashi Shech in the Paraduma. He also cut off a pumpkin. So here, Divri Hakob Sula, everybody holds that the Paraduma becomes Psula, because it's called you did a Malacha, Bishashi being Esther with the Paraduma. What's going to be though nechtachod lasimo? Let's say like shleidim eskaven you, and you're making the shchita, you have no kavona to cut off the pumpkin. It just happened to be right next to a pumpkin, and by mistake, like you cut the pumpkin down also, b'shas you were making the shchita on the paraduma. So in such a case, the rehakok sheva kohen everybody will be kosher, because since you had no kavona, there's no hesachadat. That's not considered a melacha, and you didn't do any dinim. Only before by shchita, the chiddush was according to Reb Nosson. That since Lamais is considered a kosher shchita, that passes. But otherwise we say, over here by the last, since there's no special chiddush, that the parah is ksheira. Now the Mishnah says, Noflo sakin, let's say the sakin fell down, v'hegbiyo, and you picked it up. Or else, Noflo kelev v'hegbiyon, or else your kelim fell down, your bag and your jacket fell down, you picked them up. So we're talking about these two things happened b'shas to shchita. While you started the shchita already, then your knife fell down, or else your jacket fell off, and you had to pick it up. So the question is, are there a psul shia, you waited in between the shchita. Whereas another case is, hishchiz es asakin, you sharpened the knife. And Rashi learns that you sharpened your knife before the shchita. The off, and then in the middle of the shchita, you became tired, and you couldn't finish the shchita. So boch chaveru v'shachat, your friend came and finished off the shchita for you. So there was little waiting in between. So halacha is like this. If you waited in between, whether to pick up the knife or to pick up your jacket or between the other friend to come and help you out, if that time that you waited was enough time to make a shita, then it's a psul of shia. That's when Allah al-Mashim Sinai, there's a psul shia of waiting in between the shita. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, imshoi kidei bikur. If you waited enough time to check something out, to soon see what you have to check out, that's also a psul of shia. Gemara says, "My kedei shchita." What's trying to Tanakama? What does it mean? You waited enough time to make a shchita. So I'm a rab kedei shchita as bein macheres. How long will it take you to shecht another behema? That's not how long it will take you to finish off the shchita, but how long it will take you to do a whole complete shchita from beginning until end. Armi lo rav kanov rav asi le rab kedei shchita as behema le behema v'yoyf l'yoyf. You mean to say by a behema the shear is how long it takes you to shecht another animal, and by a bird is a smaller amount? How long will it take you to shecht another bird? Or do we maybe know, maybe even for an oif, there's one psul shia. The shia is how long it takes you to shecht an animal. Even though you're being oifed now and shechting a chicken, maybe still the psul shia is only kidei of behema. Samura says, Omalu, lehevi bedichne bei bechavivi, di yeshaile. So it means to say lehevi bedichne bechavivi means he wasn't in a good mood. He wasn't like friendly enough that time with his uncle when he learned this halacha. Rashi says lehoya daiti gas. I wasn't that close to daiti with my uncle Rabbi Chiya when I learned this halacha, and it wasn't like lehoya b'seif upon him. He wasn't happy with me. Therefore, I didn't want to ask him this question. I'm not sure what the halacha is. But if we learn like this, Omar Rav, Kedei Shchitas Behemah LeBehemah V'Yoyf LeYoyf. No, you got to go to Chumrah. That how long it takes to take an animal is only for a shear for an animal. But by a bird, there the shear is how long it takes you to shech the bird. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no, Afilu LeBehemah LeYoyf go to Kula. That even when you're shechting a knife, the shear of shear is how long it will take you to shech another behemah. As long as that, if you didn't wait as long as to shech the behemah, there wouldn't be a psul shear if you finish off the shchita on the yoyf. The Gemara says v'chein the same thing ki yosi rav and ravin came om rav yechanan that afilu behem liyoyf to such a shear halach l'mashem yisinai even though you're shechting a chicken the shear is how long it takes you to shech the behema. Rabbi Chanan Omar he says k'day shiyovi behema acheres v'yishchet so how long it takes you even to bring another animal to make the shchita, that's also included in the length of the shchita to bring it. The Gemara says, Yavi, what do you mean to bring it? Where are you going to bring it from? Afilu miyalma, even from the butcher store, from down the block, from 5 miles away. The fatal of Rechel Yishum, you're putting your words into shear. It's not a clear shot. How long is it? You can't say how long it takes you to bring an animal. Who knows how, depends how close it is. So my father says, Oy medes lahat liki benayim. That's not kamina. If it's standing, Avada the behem has to be next to you. But you have to throw it down before Shchita. Is that included? Rashi says, Medes kan, or mechaseres haton leyoris. They used to like put the animal down on the floor and then shecht it. So if the animal is standing, he has to include the time it means to put it down on the floor or not. That's the machlok. Is that also included in the shear of shear? Once that you started, if the animal is right in front of you, how long will it take you to throw the animal down and to make the shechita? Amri, we learn like this, Amri, my Rav, another Eretz Yisrael, Mishmed Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Kadeshi Yagbiano, you have to be able to pick up the animal, the Yabitsenum and lie it down, the Yishchait, and to shecht it. And the Shir also is Daka Ladaka, the Gasa Lagasa. Even by the Hamas, there are differences. There's a small animal that the Shir is, how long it takes to take it to shecht another small animal. That's like a lamb. And a Gasa for Gasa, and you catch shechting a cow, there you have a right to wait as long as it takes to shecht another cow. That's called daka, small animal. The shear is how long it takes to shecht another small animal. And gasla gasa. Omar Rava, Rava says, Hashoichet pesakin roh, somebody shechs with a dull knife, Safilo koloyam kul, even if he has to go back and forwards the whole day, with a knife, still ksheira, as long as he doesn't wait in between, as long as he's doing a shchit at all time, the shchit is ksheira. Boy, Rav, Rav has a shaylo, Shiyas, mal shit starful. What's going to be, let's say you shecht, and you stop 2 seconds now, you continue shechting, stop 5 seconds later, again stop, again in Shia, and altogether you waited enough time that you could have done another shechit in between, but at no one point did you stop that length. That's the Shaila Shias, these waiting periods, Mal Shit Starfo, can you put them together, count them together to make a psul or not? Maybe they'll have to be together, or maybe no, about throughout this shechit you did from the beginning until the end, you did stop. Kadei Shia, maybe there'll be a psul. Someone says, V'tif shud lo midday, why don't you bring a proof from yourself? V'tif shud lo midday. Horsom, because you said what? You can shech the whole day with a dull knife. So how many is the whole day? It's time you stop in between. Someone says, no, horsom, but lay sure. Here is talking about the whole day straight, you went back and forward, you didn't stop. Just as a very dull knife, it took you that long. Therefore, there's no psul shia. But maybe in the case we have to stop, we stop in between, maybe you are mitzvah from the shias. Boy Rafuna Hun has another shayla. Boy Rafuna brother of Nosin. Shoye b'miyat simon mao. What's going to be after you shechted rover the simin, you continued on doing the shia, and by the last part of the simin, last meat, you stop there, kedei complete shchit, and then you finish it off. Is that a psul or not? This is the same shayla we had before, because the one way to look at it is, since you did already rove, so finished, you finished the shchit already. Even though you stop, that's okay, and even though you continue on, it doesn't make a psul. Or else, no, since Lamaisa now you continue your shchita, it's considered like one big shchita, and Lamaisa in between this one big shchita, you do have a psul shia, so there would be a psul shia. So that's a shalom, same shalom we had before, by Drosso, Bechalodo, Bemidbas, and the more again says Teiku, the Vada Rashi Paskin, the Teiku, you gotta go to Chumra, the Sotho Kisi the Raisa, we have to be machma to say, there is a psul of shia, even Bemid Basa. Then the Mishnah says, "I'm Shimonim, I'm sure could they bicker? He's telling the Shia, tell him to check it out. My could they bicker? What are you checking out? I'm Rabbi Yechonon, could they bicker or Shachochim? How long it takes you to take the knife to the Chochim before Shchita to check it out? For the more again, him came and said, the Satel of Rech Lishurim, depends how far away the Chochim is. It could take you 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, half an hour. How long? And could they rather bicker Tabach Chochim? Rashi says the means shezeh hashoichet chokhmah. The shoichet himself is a chokhm. We need to say how long does it take you to check out your knife? If you waited that long, how long it takes you to check out your knife? That'll be a psul shia. If you don't wait that long, then there's no psul shia. Now the Mishnah says shochat es haveshet. Let's say you made a shchita on the veshet. That you should talk about a behemah now. You made a shchita on the veshet. On the written food pipe, or postak es hagageris, and then before you finish a shchita, your postak means you pulled out the corner of the windpipe, not the Torah shchita. Or else the opposite way, oishachet es hagageris. First you shechted the corner right, or postak es hagageris, and then you pulled out, you uprooted the food pipe, the veshet. Again, that's a trefa. Before you finish the shchita, it's no good. Oishachet echem, or else you shechted one of the two simonim. For him, Timlon, you waited out Shemes until the animal died. So, Pshit, it's no good. You didn't make a Shrit on Tusimonim. Or else you stuck your knife straight through in between the two simonim, underneath the top simon, Tachas Hasheni. Or else you stuck the knife underneath the second simon, Uposkoi. And you cut the simonim means from downwards upwards. You went from bottom upwards, which is called the Psul Chaloda. So in all these cases, Rabbi Yisheva Vayimer Nevela. Yisheva says, since he's a psul in the shchita, the behemah is called a nevela. It didn't die through a shchita, and therefore it's on top of a basa. Rabbi Akiva and Akiva says, no treifa. These things are only considered a treifa, it's not metama. Since lamaisa they die through a shchita, even though there's a psul in the shchita, still the shchita is enough to be mat to take off the tie, take off the tumas nevela. That's Rabbi Akiva sheet, that's Rabbi Akiva sheet, even though you made a shchita with the tzulim, but still lamaisa, the shchita takes off the tumas nevela. It's only a treifa. Klal omer Rabbi Yisheva Mishum Rabbi Yishu. Is it a klal like this? Kol shenistlu b'shchitos the nevela. Anytime he holds there's a psul in the shchita itself, Havadah becomes a nevela. You don't have a shechita. But kol sheshechitas akru, any time the shechita itself was kosher, because if dov racha gorim or list or something else was a psul, let's say the behema was a treifa. So it wasn't a psul in the shechita. Shechita, you did a kosher shechita. Because if the shechita on a treifa, there he agreed it's a treifa that the tumah goes off. But in the case where the psul, if not fit, you did a good shechita, and a chanami, then the behema remains a nevela. He retracted, and he also agrees to Rabbi Yeshua, to Rabbi Yeshua, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, that Lamaisa, if there's a psul b'shach shchita, it's not still like a shchita was done, and the behemoth would remain in the veil, would have tumas nevela. We'll see in the Gemara what was happening, what was maskona, what was yichayzer. Gemara says, shochat es aveshet, then v'hoidlo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva retracted and admits to Rabbi Yeshua that's black in the veil. Raminu, I have a question. The Mishnah later that says, Eilu, treifas of the Hema. These are the treifas that makes the Hema into a treifa. That, Nukuvas Aveshet, if there's a hole, any small amount in the Veshet, in the food pipe,